You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And welcome back again, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey. And oh boy, Adam, here we are. Let's see. We do word association. I can just say, Matt Garza, go. What is going on?
Angry. He's not a happy.
Indeed.
He's not a happy Brewer right now. Brewers bounced him from the rotation, and he did not take it very well. And there is a big time rift right now between a pitcher who's signed for two more years at $25 million, $12.5 million each of the next two seasons, and he had a terrible season this year. The Brewers went to him earlier last week and said, you know, we think that we're going to hit the stop button, as Craig Counsell said it. They offered him the opportunity to not make his scheduled start in Cincinnati. He said he wanted to pitch. They asked him to move to the bullpen after that. He declined. So there's a chance that he's just going to basically sit on the bench for the final calendar month of the season. And, you know, he'll make just shy of $2 million for that. And then they have to figure out how to move forward with him for next season, because just by financial necessity alone, he's a big part of this team. He'll be their second highest paid player behind Ryan Braun next year. And for him to be as unhappy as he was in his comments to us, I wish I could share some of it with you, but a lot of it was just not repeatable on a family webcast. Very personal against the current general manager, Doug Melvin. And there's a lot of anger there from Matt Garza. So we'll see how they move forward from that.
Wow. You know, I get it, right? I mean, you're asking a guy to do something else, right? Let's go pitch in the bullpen, right? Well, I don't want to. Okay. And I get that. But at the same time, you know, you're an employee. You're getting paid. Isn't there some level of responsibility on the player then to simply do as told? Is there, I guess I look at it like there has to be a clause. There has to be some way that a team can say, well, I'm not going to pay you to not do anything, right? I mean, you're an employee. I'm asking you to take out the garbage. Take out the garbage.
Well, okay, a couple of things. Number one, acting that way toward a player, today's player, doesn't always work very well. And, you know, again, this is a player who is important for this team for the next two seasons. And do you want to really push it and order a player to do something he doesn't want to do when you need him to some degree? The Brewers said, you know, decided at this time it wasn't worth getting into that sort of a shoving match about. So really, they asked him to pitch in the bullpen or offered him the opportunity to pitch in the bullpen, and he declined. And in asking Craig Counsell about this a little bit, you know, Counsell said, look, he cares about 2016. Matt Garza is going to be in the rotation in 2016, Counsell said. And they need him to be good. So whatever is the best way to get him productive again, that's what Counsell wants. And whether that is pitching or not pitching the rest of the way, the manager said it, he's fine either way. I don't think they really pressed this. I think they could if they wanted to, and then it might be a different matter. But there's no reason to. The Brewers wanted to build this as, let's use the final month to look at some younger pitchers. And it sort of gave Garza an opportunity to have a soft landing, right? He could have said, you know, it wasn't really on Garza's struggles then. It was more about the bigger picture for the franchise. Garza opted not to accept that landing pad, and he made it into something else by going public with the frustration that he was experiencing in that moment. It's not a good situation to be in, but the way Craig Counsell said it is, he's moving on. I mean, they want to look at other guys. That begins with a right-hander named Ariel Pena on Wednesday, and we'll see after that. There are some other pitchers in the minor leagues that perhaps they want to see. And it just, you know, it was a way to take this a little bit off of Matt Garza's well-documented struggles and make it about, you know, the bigger picture for the, you know, the team and the future and this rebuilding process that they've launched.
Yeah. Well, I guess everybody could have handled that gracefully, but everybody didn't. You know, You're just getting into a situation with, you know, the old tail wagging the dog thing. And my thing is, I just don't see how it ends up working out well next year. I mean, it's not as if, I don't know, you're showing your colors in a way here. This isn't, you know, it's a team sport, et cetera. I mean, a lot of ways you go about this. And I guess the bottom line is there's no way to really paint it as a great scenario. It's unfortunate. I don't know if they can find a taker, but
that's what I was going to say. You know, there is, you know, can you find a taker? That's really challenging given the financial commitment to Garza for the next 2 years and what he did this season. But look, as far as moving forward, it's in everybody's interest now with this team for him to be good again. The Brewers want to get him back to being a good pitcher. So, you know, they are going to move forward. And if this is a case where he's back next season and a member of the starting rotation, everyone's going to be on the same page in terms of wanting great results from Matt Garza. So, you know, I don't know. I think maybe painting it as, I've been trying to be careful in what I write in that, you know, this isn't a rift that's unsolvable because they're going to come back next season and be on the same page in terms of wanting good results. And I think that's what it's going to come down to if he indeed is back with this team.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right. I hope it does, you know, solve itself in a way over time. And sometimes, you know, time can heal all wounds. So what the heck? And you talk about the future. And for fans, I mean, that, you know, you get to this time of year, and that's what you want. You know, the team, won six in a row. They were playing some good baseball. And now you're starting to look at guys like Pena, you mentioned. I think Davies is another guy. I mean, there are some bright young players, and it is fun this time of year to see what, hey, you know, maybe there's that little silver lining off of the distance.
Well, yeah, and that's where they're at right now as a team. And I believe that this rebuilding process is all going to hinge on these young pitchers. If you look right now, they have two, if you don't count Garza, they have two active pitchers right now making more than essentially the league minimum. And that's Kyle Loesch, who's already been removed from the rotation and is pitching in relief now, and Francisco Rodriguez, who's been a bright spot, you know, on a really dark season for this team. Other than that, it's all guys making, if not the league minimum, a few dollars over that. And a couple of those players are going to be arbitration eligible this winter, notably Willie Peralta, the starting pitcher, Will Smith, the lefty reliever, who's an anchor with K-Rod at the back end of the bullpen. But it's still going to be a young, club-controlled pitching staff that really could be together. I mean, I think there's a possibility that the Brewers do not add a single pitcher this offseason. And I'm not sure how many teams in baseball are going to say that. So they've got guys who, for the next 3 years or so, they could have be entirely intact. And it's just going to come down to, are these guys any good? Peralta, can he get back to being the 17-game type winner that he was? Jimmy Nelson and Taylor Youngman look pretty good this year. Can they take a step forward? Zach Davies, who you mentioned, he's pitching against the Marlins here as we speak and looks proficient. You know, he looks aggressive. He looks confident in the big leagues. Can he be a good big league starter? So if the answer to some of those questions are yes, then I think you can look at the offensive pieces and say, okay, you know, maybe this team can sneak into the wild card conversation a little quicker than, you know, 4 or 5 years. Maybe in 2 years they can be back in the conversation as a contender. If a lot of these pitchers do not pan out, then you've got trouble. Now you've got a long rebuilding process, and you have to look at what can you get for a guy like Jonathan Lucroy, what can you get for Peralta himself as he nears free agency, and now you go into a longer process of trying to get back to competitiveness. So there's things to watch for in this final month, and that's the case Francisco Rodriguez made when I talked to him on Sunday. The Brewers were mathematically eliminated. You know, he's looking around at some of these young pitchers and saying, this is an audition. And the Brewers are watching, and there is a lot riding for a lot of these young players on what remains of this season, even though they're out of it. Their season's going to end with that final game of the regular season.
Yeah, you make a good point, though. I mean, this is we're already, it's like 2016 is underway right now with the Milwaukee Brewers, and you're right there in the middle of it. Wear your helmet, man. Stay safe, and we'll look forward to getting the update again next week.
All right. See you, Dave.
Okay, Adam McAlvey bringing us the news, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.